cool.
In one clip, she wipes her nose. And this has happened to you countless times in this room. You can see a string of snot hanging off of her hand.
Oh, come on. She had the boogie oogie oogies.
I mean, she did. They say she was playing in Edinburgh, Scotland recently. She had to fight through a runny nose. I mean, it was cold. Yeah. She even commented, I think, at one point during the concert, my hands are freezing. It was just so cold for her.
Wow.
And so, of course, fans are recording. They've got their phones out. They're videoing everything. And now it's all over the internet.
Well, you know.
Well, in one of the videos, Taylor wipes the snot from her nose. And as she lowers her hand to her side, you can see it hanging from her fingers.
Hang on.
In another one, she wipes her nose, then runs her hand on her jumpsuit that she's wearing. So she looks like she wiped it on her outfit.
I've done that.
And you know, she really tried to play it off as best she could. She really, really did. In a third clip, you didn't think it could get any worse.
Stop.
She has to lick it.
No!
As it drips down to her lip when she's singing there at her piano. A lot of people are saying this is gross, this is nasty, but a lot of other people are saying this just makes her human.
You know, I was about to say good, because this puts her on our level. This is like, hello, she's got snot too, okay?
Well, and also she's not performing on stage with, you know, a box of Kleenex right next to her or some tissues in her pocket. She had no idea. She didn't plan for this. She had no idea this was going to go down. Didn't know she was going to be freezing her behind off on stage. So
she goes through the things that we go through, whether it's picking a nose or me picking out my underwear from my butt or scratching here or there.
It is
You know, people do see you in public when you do this. Well, they saw her and she's just on a bigger stage. I get it, but... You know what? Yeah, I do feel like this kind of brings her to our level, and that's not a bad thing.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, she will hit 100 shows as of tonight.
Then you know what?
When she performs. Nah. So, I mean,
yeah, she has every
one
right.
Incident out of 100?
After 100 shows, she has every right to wipe the snot.
Yeah,
I'm
wipe
just
those
saying.
Muckles, grab him, do what you gotta do, girl.
Wow.
Trending now.
Well, all right. So the Andrew McCarthy Brat Pack documentary hits Hulu today.
Oh, my gosh.
I know what you and I will be doing later.
Love that.
Some of the biggest reveals, they say, and if you're a Brat Packer from back in the day, child of the 80s, you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
You have to be.
But some of the biggest reveals include that Demi Moore had a sober coach on St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, wow.
Well, how about we saw a trailer, by the way. I just said Demi. They call her Demi.
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 Wow, okay.
Demi.
So the
how
Brat
are you
Packers,
doing, Demi?
The Brat Packers call her Demi.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see. Andrew McCarthy himself is wearing a wig in one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yes.
It's actually only the final scene of Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they say Emilio Estevez was in The Breakfast Club. If you remember, he was the jock wearing the muscle shirt, got the big old muscles. He refused to work with anyone from the pack again after he did the movie The Breakfast Club.
Wow.
Who knew? I had no clue.
Didn't know that.
Didn't pay attention to the fact that they did never work together. And he's like, I ain't doing it. but yeah, like I said, that drops today. Brat Pack is the name of it. It's the documentary. And well, I guess I'm going to have to go search out a Hulu subscription.
Hang on, let me think. Somebody in my family have Hulu?
I mean, seriously, that's exactly what's going through my mind. I just want to watch this one documentary.
Yeah, thank you. Love that.
Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
Wake up in the morning.
Yeah, boy. Little Rebecca in the morning time. I thought this was going to be a version of You About to Lose Your Job. Your
what?
Job.
You about to lose your job.
But no, because, well, it's not his fault. Pittsburgh has not turned on its public drinking fountains throughout the city because only one worker is trained to do it, and he doesn't have time to fix it, he says.
Kind of the way things are going to fall apart around here when Leo...
Hang on
when
now.
When Leo, Mr. Fix-It, is no longer in the building.
Oh, my gosh.
This is you. This is your story right here.
I guess. And by the way, like, who still uses public drinking fountains?
Not this girl. You kidding me?
Where did I see one last? You know what? I think I saw one at an airport.
Yes, you're right.
And they have it where you could
have them there. They kind of block them off sometimes.
They have
too.
It where it was a new one because it was where you can do the old-fashioned, push the button, lean down, drink. Then they have one to fill your Yetis and Stanley's
fill your bottles.
Up.
Yes.
So
yes.
It was brand new. It looked cool. And I was like, okay, that's the new thing, the new fountain, public drinking stuff. But wow, how about this guy's like, well, look, we're sorry. We got one guy that knows how to do it, but he's filling up the pools because the pools aren't ready as well.
You know what? They need to hire Carmen to be his assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant for these water fountains.
I mean, does Pittsburgh have two people running the water system?
Seriously.
It sounds like it.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, well, either they ask, and they're like, well, that guy has to fill the pools. Okay, with what, a manguera? What, is he using the hose?
Is he using a bucket?
What's happening here? Yeah.
This is one of those things where you need to hire summer kids from school.
Yeah, come on.
And get them to help out. This is a job a kiddo, you know, a teen could do.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, yeah, the city has been trying to hire two more plumbers to help out. And it just seems like they just kind of slept on it. Maybe they're waiting too long. Who knows what's up and
it's just
one plumber working for the city. We have over 200 drinking fountains. What's wrong with it is it's one person. It's just a struggle. If you're a licensed plumber in the county, it is a very, very competitive job market.
Bam!
If you're a licensed plumber in the county, or if you're from another county and want to make big bucks, get your booty over here.
We need you.
Look, I can understand if this was Wink, Texas. Okay? Small, small, small town. This is Pittsburgh.
This is Pittsburgh big. And
this is major.
At this point, don't even ask for a licensed plumber. Just, do you know how to use a wrench? I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Gosh. Bring a kid in. Bring a couple of teens that want to make, you know, a couple of $100 in a day, and boom.
I'll get them down.
Show them what to do.
I know how to turn them suckers on.
Crazy.
Wow.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93. And Rebecca in the morning.
They wake me up.
That's how you wake up. 432 B93.
Org.
The 432's morning show. Leo and Rebecca
in the morning.
Only on B93.
Uh oh.
She moves. She moves. I like the music, by the way. I know you're throwing it back.
Well, Carmen throughout the years has had different intros.
Right.
And so I thought, well, let's do some old school here on our final week here. And Carmen's final week, you know what I mean?
Gosh, Carmen just wants to know where she's going to end up. She coming with me? She going with you? What's happening?
All right, we'll let the judge decide.
Thank you.
All right, Carmen, do your thing. Come on.
This is...
Hola, my name is Carmen, and I live next door to the house that you have for sale at 49 Drive.
Well, yeah, can I help you with that? It's a nice house.
Yes, well, I live next door.
Okay, and you said your name is Carlito?
No, Carmen, not Carlito.
Oh, great.
By the way, unless you have a pink mustache in real life, I think someone might have vandalized your sign.
They did?
Yes, you look like you swallowed a troll doll and the hair got stuck on your face. So I have some relatives that are coming in.
Okay.
And I was wondering if we can use the house that you have for sale as overflow?
I don't think we can't do that now. The owners are trying to sell it. They're not renting it out as an Airbnb.
Yes, no, I don't want to rent it either.
Okay, so how can I help you?
Because I know what they did in the basement there.
What do they do in the basement?
Oh, they didn't tell you what they did in the basement? Let's just say that your pink mustache would have fit in perfectly.
No, that's not disclosed.
And neither were we. We had no clothes on.
Not closed, disclosed.
Exactly, yes, I was naked.
You're naked.
But a great time.
This is with.
Hola, this is Carmen. I was talking to the man with the pink mustache. I believe we were disconnected. I'm looking to use the house that you have for sale next door to mine.
And I told you it's not for rent, it's for sale, and you can't use it.
Wait, do you mean like I can't use it anymore? Because I've been using it.
What do you mean you've been using it?
Because someone left the back door open and my son's been homeschooling, so I figured I needed a quiet place to take a bath.
That's breaking and entering. I could call the police and have you arrested.
No, it was bathing and entering. Because I was taking a bath. And the only thing I was breaking was wind in the bidet.
I don't have time for this.
Oh, hello!
Hello, this is...
Hola, this is Carmen, yes. Listen, okay, so if we can't use the bedrooms in the house, can we at least use the bathroom downstairs? Because my tío Lalo is coming and he has IBS, which I think stands for I blow up spots.
If you get into the house again, I'm calling the police.
Okay, fine, but answer me this one question. Does your pink mustache match your carpet?
You know, lady, mister, you can go to...
Stupid.
Three. Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
It's my birthday.
Somebody who's having a big old birthday on this, what is it? Wow, Thursday, June 13th.
Oh my goodness, we're nearing the end.
Yes,
one day,
getting closer.
One day left of Leo Rebecca in the morning. That's crazy.
Gosh,
that's
stop.
crazy. What? I'm just saying what it is.
Where's my mama? Playing with y'all.
All right,
celebrity wise. Well, yeah, we do have a birthday. We do have a birthday.
Oh, yeah, let me take this off. You know, three.
Today's my birthday.
Hey!
And I was hoping I could get you and Rebecca to sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to this guy right here whose name is?
David.
David! David in the house.
Yeah, you know it.
The
we'll
birthday
sing to you.
Guy. Hey, happy birthday, man. And, hey, enjoy your day, okay?
I have one more. My son's birthday is on the 16th, on Father's Day. He's going to turn 16 on the 16th.
Okay. Oh, what's his name?
Cool.
So can we throw him a little birthday, happy birthday, because you guys won't be here. I mean.
What's his name?
I'm David.
No, his name.
David.
Okay, junior and senior. Gotcha.
Okay, well, right. Hey, you know what? Happy birthday to you. Okay,
happy
that's
birthday.
It. No, that's all you're getting.
Okay, we're good.
Happy birthday, guys. Appreciate the love. Have a great one, all right?
You too, and I appreciate it. And good luck in all your future endeavors, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Love it. You rock.
You know what I realized? Mm. I just follow your lead. I just have followed your lead all these years. You could literally say live on the radio. So right now, Rebecca and I are going to do, stand on our heads, and I'd be like,
no,
okay, let's go.
No, you don't.
Thank you.
Hang on, you take the good, you take the bad, and I just sit back.
Seriously, you've just busted out in some kind of crazy birthday song, and I'm like, and here we go. The stuff you get me into.
It's not true. Hey, it's the final
countdown.
And I just go like this. Look at her.
Look at you. You're like, no, but she's still over there singing. I'm ready to do verse two, and you stopped 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
I'm through with us. Follow the leader.
That's what 23 years is all about, I'm telling you. All right. Who's having a big old birthday? Mary Kate Ashley Olsen, 38 years old today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know those damn twins? No, I'm serious.
I know.
They should have been 40 by now. Come on.
Almost.
Jeez Louise.
Hey, Captain America is having a birthday. Chris Evans, 43 years old.
Oh, nice.
Good old happy birthday to him. Tim Allen, 71 years old. Last man standing, Home Improvement, you know the deal. A Buzz Lightyear, that's him.
Are they doing, did I dream it, or are they doing a Home Improvement?
You know, you said something. They might reboot, then there was it, and she wasn't going to do it.
Well,
or
because
I don't even know.
Patricia Heaton, I think that's her name, she played his wife on the show, and she's like, I ain't going to act with him again.
I'm not going to do
nobody
it.
Nobody likes him.
Wow.
From Home Improvement. He doesn't get, no one gets along with him anymore, whatever.
Well, I guess they're not going to do it.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he does it, it's just going to be him.
True that.
And I don't know.
Having a big old birthday today. All right, let's spin the morning game wheels here. Let us go.
All right, it is spinning on this Thursday morning, a little baby Friday, and what's up, Landon?
Well, you know, we are celebrating our 23 years here with our final 2 days here. A flashback with Leo and Rebecca here, and how well do we know each other? You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. You would think we know each other really well after 23 years.
I mean, we've been waking up to each other for 23 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll reach over and I'll pick your eye mucus out of your eye, and I'm
this
like,
oh, true.
I just want to get that for you.
And
you
I'm
good?
Like, and I'm like, give it back to me.
Thank you. You're tying my shoes.
It's crazy.
And, you know, all that good stuff.
All right. So. You want to play? You want to win? We got some dominoes up for grabs. And, of course, some movie passes to Synergy. Dial it up. 563.
Double 93.
Car 9. Good luck.
3 out.
B93, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Who's this?
My name's David.
David in the house.
He's got all kinds of...
Wow.
Sorry, I just ran into the microphone. It attacked me. We've got all kinds of Davids this morning. How are you?
Everything good, just headed to work.
Okay, well, let's do this. Of course, our final week here on B93. So we're kind of flashing back here. Who knows each other? Well, your answer is going to be pretty much, who do you think is going to get the answer right? Leo, Rebecca, or both? You can say Leo, Rebecca, or both, okay?
Ready.
Okay. All right. Mr. Kevin Chase, do your honors, please.
Yes. I like doing y'all's games.
Well, it's all
I should have been doing this for the past 23 years.
Thank you. We brought you in the last 3 days.
Yes. Thank you. The last week you want to be the producer of our show. Where have you
exactly.
been all this time?
Exactly. All right. Question is, who's the better cook?
Who's going to get that right, David? Leo, Rebecca, or both? Who do you think is going to get it right?
Where's my 8-ball? I'd say Leo.
You think I'm going to get it right? Okay. All right.
All right. Do I go first?
Yes.
Who's the better cook?
Yes.
You by far.
Yeah, I am.
Hands down!
Next question.
I don't cook that often, and I don't know how to cook very much, but I try.
But you know what's really weird? You say this. You've said this all these years. And I only go for it for that because everything that you've cooked for me or some stuff that you've brought up here has always been great. So I'm just saying.
Aw, you're so sweet. Yeah. I just cut the burnt edges off.
Right. Never mind that she brings it in a Rosa's bag. I'm like, oh, that was so good. Thank you. All right, here we go. Next question.
All right, and the next one is, if you won the lottery, what's the first thing your partner would buy?
Who's going to get that one right, bro? Leo, Rebecca, or both?
I say both.
We're both going to get this right. Okay. I'll go first. This is for, I'm going to say she would buy a cruise ship or a yacht because she loves this. And maybe I'm wrong, but what do you think, Rebecca?
You're exactly right. Absolutely right. If I won the lotto, yeah, that's probably definitely the first thing I'd
buy. Rebecca Cruise Lines.
Yes. Can someone make that happen, Rebecca Cruise, just on a lifetime of cruises starting after tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm ready to leave on Saturday.
So what would I buy if I won the lotto? What would I buy, Rebecca? What kind of, I'll give you a hint. What kind of machine would I buy?
I know. You'd buy a tractor. No?
No.
Yes. Mind you, little known fact about Leo, he lives on a farm. he's Farmer Leo.
I would buy a Slurpee machine.
My choice would have been he would have bought the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I was going to say something Cowboys too, but of late, you've been spending a lot of time on the farm and with your horses and everything.
I got you. All right, next question.
Beaches or mountains?
Who's going to get this right? Leo, Rebecca, or both?
I say Rebecca.
Okay.
Leo, you better get this right for me.
I know already.
So, wait, what did you say? What's the question?
Beaches or mountains?
The beaches on the beaches.
So what's my choice?
I say for you, before 7 years ago, it was mountains. But since my man turned me on to beaches and we go several times a year, it's definitely beaches for sure.
Yeah.
Now, put me in a bikini. Let's go.
Watch out.
With a margarita in hand.
Dang. All right. Final one.
What's your partner's most embarrassing kid moment?
Oh!
I know. Okay. Who's going to get it right, Leo or Rebecca?
I say both.
You say both. Okay.
I know yours, Leo.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, there are several, but I'm going to pick one.
Go ahead.
When you got a perm. When you were what, like 8 years old, 10 years old?
Yep, my mom gave me a perm. Don't ask. We're not going to tell, and we're not going to even go into it. Traumatic moment for my life. I'm just saying.
Yes, and I've seen the photos, and I can understand how you were traumatized.
Wow.
You know what? See if you can guess mine, because...
Go ahead. You know, you talked about several things when you were a kid. I'm going to have to go with when your mom made you dress up in your mariachi outfit and perform at the mall. I don't know. What was it that?
I did used to do that. Actually, ours are very similar. When I got a bad haircut, I was going into junior high, transitioning from elementary school to junior high. And I got a haircut, and my mom went and dropped me off and said, here, cut her hair, I'll be back. Came back, and my hair went from, like, middle of my back to a boy cut.
Oh!
I had a boy haircut, and it was the worst thing ever.
Traumatic.
So, yeah, I'm still traumatized by that.
Dang.
And I don't think I've ever forgiven that hairdresser. My mom came back, and I was bawling.
Wow!
Yay.
Well, at least you didn't look like Orphan Annie like I did with my perm. I went to school, and people were like, that's time to come out. I was like, stop. Leave me alone.
Thank you. So that year you played Annie in your school play?
Yeah. how'd you know?
You got the part. You got the part. That's what you wanted.
All you had to do was paint your hair orange.
Oh, my gosh. David, you did well. You got yourself some Domino's pizza. Plus, we'll throw in some passes to Synergy. Thank you so much for listening all these years. And tell us what station just hooked it up for you, bro.
Thank you,
B93. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Vito Supreme.
Oh, you're going to want to hear what's next. More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip-hop, B93.
Yeah, Leo and Rebecca in the morning time. Time for you to understand it went
viral.
Viral. It did went viral. Okay, so could this be a better way to find the one? You know what I'm saying?
What?
Than maybe boring online dating. A group in L.A., check this out, called The Next Fun Thing. Isn't that a cool name?
That is pretty neat.
That's a fun name.
Next Fun Thing.
The Next Fun Thing throws regular dating events where your friends can get up on stage and pitch you to the crowd full of singles.
Oh my gosh. If this is not the gig for me.
Wow.
I would love this.
Would you want to be the one being pitched or the one being pitched to? Hang on, what's happening?
I don't know.
Do you want to pitch your friend or do you want your friend to pitch you?
How cute are the guys in the audience?
Stop.
How cute is the dating pool?
Let's say they're all cute.
You can pitch me. I don't care.
Okay.
You know what? I think you would do an excellent job. So pretend you're pitching me right now. What would you say about me? Mind you, I didn't say roast. I said pitch. So be nice. Don't roast me. I get roasted by my kids every day.
Okay, I won't roast you.
Okay, so I'm up on stage, and I'm there with a cute little outfit, hair done, makeup, the lashes.
Okay, so there's a bunch of people out there, and I'm trying to pitch you to them.
Yes, you're trying to sell it, so one of the guys will pick me.
Oh.
Like the hottest, the most Jason Momoa or Ricky Martin or Ben Affleck-looking dude.
I'd probably be something like this. Let me see here. I'd be like... Ladies and gentlemen, or should I just say gentlemen, because I see all you out there. All right, guys, up on stage right here to my right, the very lovely Rebecca Cruz. She comes on stage.
The audience goes wild. Okay.
Wild.
Yes.
And here I am, and I'll do a little twirl for you.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna play with my hair, kind of flirty.
And I'm like, you too can go out with Rebecca Cruz, but... it'll just cost you $19.99.
What the hell?
Okay,
what am I, a subscription?
Thank you. What am I? Netflix?
What am I, a puppet?
No, I'd be like, okay, so here's why you want to go out with Rebecca Cruz, because you will never, ever have a dull moment.
Oh, that's good.
Never have a dull moment. No, without a doubt. Go to dinner with her. Oh, my gosh. First of all, you're going to be amazed at just trying to pick out something to eat off the menu. Oh my, that's going to be an experience you're never going to forget. You're going to find it amazing, interesting, somewhat maybe, I don't know, head scratching. But let me tell you, you're going to love the moment. Yes. Okay, and then when she does pick her food, check this out. You're going to love it when the food comes and she eats off your plate.
Yay!
But these are all good things because these are moments you're going to love. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, the best thing about Rebecca Cruz is she's going to tell it like it is.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you one thing, that's another great thing, because when she hears that song come on, she's going to be the first one to get up and dance and clap.
Yay! Yeah. I'll be on the dance floor. Woo. This is true.
Yeah. You're going to find out that Rebecca is shy in certain areas, and in other areas, she's not.
Hey, what's up? Going on.
Yes, indeed. And then when we get to the end of the date, oh, yes, kiss on the cheek. Ha, that's just the beginning.
Hey, you better calm down.
No.
I'm like, okay, wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Anyways.
You forgot to mention that I would be a cheap date because more often than not, I'll choose a salad. But how about you saying, I'm going to take something off their plate. You and I had lunch a few days ago and I was eating off your plate.
Yeah, I know. You.
I didn't even ask you.
I know.
I was just like, my fork just starts inching over to your food.
And I was like, okay, I get it.
And you're like, all right.
I get it.
Hey,
so, yeah.
Hey, and you don't even have to initiate conversation because I will talk your head off.
Oh my gosh.
All night long about nothing.
This is the concept of this new thing. It's called The Next Fun Thing.
I love it.
Your friends pitch you to a group of men or women. They do a fun PowerPoint on why it's insane you're still single. Yeah.
There you go.
Then there's a party where everyone gets to mingle, and boom, you finally get to decide.
This is fun. Kind of like that speed dating concept,
except that
you've got to sell them in the beginning.
True that.
And then, you know, you go through the process and you pick that perfect one. I would like this. I would do this.
I think so.
I would participate in this.
I think they would be very lucky to go out with you.
Aw, thank you.
There it is.
We're going to have some fun.
What?
Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
It's that time again. We got Lewis on the line this morning. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you so much for picking me.
Hey, what's up? What's up? So we want to know, how is Tiffany?
That's a great question. You know what I want to know? Where is Tiffany?
Look, you already gave us her number, and we hope to track her down. But first, tell us what you liked about her, man.
Well, I had to go to work before the date, and work sucked like it always does. But during the date, she actually made me laugh the entire time and made me forget how bad it was.
Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, that's
a great trait. Someone who can, you know, pretty much bring out the best in you and loosen you up a little bit, let you have a good time. What'd you do on your date?
We went out for drinks and food, and I went old school with it, and I actually picked her up at her house and then dropped her off.
Look at you.
Oh, that's nice.
Just a gentleman.
Wow. I mean, especially for a first date, that's interesting that she allowed you to do that. Says a lot that, you know, she pretty much trusted you, right?
I mean, she trusted me enough. She did send 4 or 5 pictures of my license plate to her sister, but whatever.
Are you for real?
It's like, you know, it's like when you take an Uber ride and they text you the license plate number so you can give it to a friend.
Yeah, you're like, trust. Yeah, that's okay. What I'm doing. Oh, my gosh. So what did she say about the whole thing?
She made a joke of it, and I was fine with it because I respect the fact that she wanted to feel safe. So that was cool. Yeah. I didn't mind.
Good for you. You didn't give her a hard time.
Did anything else?
No.
Was anything else out of the ordinary or what?
Date was awesome. She wanted to take a Lyft home, and I'm like, oh, you live right here. I'll just drive you home. And so I took her home instead. So I talked her out of doing the Lyft, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, well, you said you guys had drinks. You were cool to drive, right? Were you okay?
Oh, I was a real citizen. I had one drink, a bunch of appetizers, and we were there for 2 hours.
Nice. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Things were going good. And how did things end up?
We got the old school kiss on the cheek, and we said we should go out again.
Look at you. You seem like you were the ultimate gentleman that night. Props to you. And have you reached out to her since then, by the way?
Only 3 times of this week.
Oh!
Only?
Is that a lot?
3 times in a week,
I'm saying
first date.
3 times, you haven't heard back. Yeah, your chances aren't good, bro.
I mean, she had to have seen the first or the second, at least by the third. No, I don't know. I don't want to put words in her mouth or anything.
Let's just jump the gun. We'll call her and we'll see what she thinks, okay?
Okay.
3. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Tiffany. Hi, this is Tiffany.
Great. We're glad we caught you. We're calling from the morning show. And we know.
What? Oh my gosh. Hold up. I'm on the radio.
Yes.
That's what we do. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. And listen, Tiffany, sometimes we kind of invite people to join us on the show. Let's talk about their dating lives, called Second Chance Date. Really cool segment. Are you up for that?
I mean, I guess, yes.
She's just excited. Wow. I like this.
Love her. Well, you remember Lewis recently, yeah? Yeah, drinks?
Do I have to answer that?
I mean, that's what this is all about. That's who we're calling about.
Yeah.
And for, he asked us actually to reach out to you.
Yep.
Oh, you guys should tell him he needs a new car.
A new
wow.
car. Why would you say that?
So I let him pick me up, and that's not what I usually do on a first date, but the place was really close by. And I also have my sister as my safety person. So
yeah, he mentioned that, you know.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But did he mention to you guys that his car is an absolute wreck?
Wow.
Oh, he got into an accident recently and wrecked it?
No, I don't know about that. It's way worse than that, actually. It was that it was rust everywhere. The side piping was missing in places. The seats were torn. It was just a mess.
So his car looked a little rough.
He had a hoopty. There's
nothing wrong with that.
Not a little rough. It looked like it was straight from the junkyard.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I put the window down a little to get some fresh air, and then it wouldn't go back up.
And that's why I told you to keep the window closed. I got to re-duct tape it now.
Oh!
Wait a minute.
Yes. You got it, Tiffany. That's Lewis that you heard.
And you have to be so hard on my car. I'm saving up for a new one, or new to me.
Wow.
Well, that's,
you know, West Texas kills cars. Everyone knows that.
I mean, he's not true. Wrong. We just got a bunch of hail this week.
Right? Maybe he was in that hailstorm recently.
Seriously.
What do you think?
No, it was not the hailstorm. That car has had no upkeep in I don't know how long.
She's
and
like,
it wasn't nature that tore it up.
She's like, the hailstorm would have been an improvement. Oh, my gosh. All right, bro. Okay, look. It comes down to she thought your car wasn't all that, but you can't get beyond that, right, girl?
I mean, he needs a new car. We had a good time. But he needs a new... I can't with that car.
Hey, bro, have any family members, any friends, any coworkers mentioned anything about your car in the past?
No, never.
Okay.
So,
I'm saving up for a new one.
Yeah.
Aww.
He'll get it eventually.
Well, but what if, you know, he meets you there next time, Tiffany, or you pick him up, or...
How about, now you use the Lyft. You both use Lyft. Get rides. How about that? Instead of keep your cars at home. How about that?
If he gets a new car, he can text me.
Wow.
And I'll be available because it may take, I don't know how long, but...
Okay. All right, bro.
I can't wait to hear this one.
So if I trade up and get a better car with less hail damage, I can text you and we'll go out again.
Don't blame the hail, but sure.
Wow.
All right. You know it, bro. Hey, the next time you get a new car, you know you've got a date waiting for you.
For sure.
There it is.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Crazy.
Wow.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Bye-bye.